Hi, this is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is Audio Press Release 1500072, Washoe County Sheriff's Office to take part in Operation Drywater 2015. The Sheriff's Office is working to increase awareness about the dangers of boating under the influence on the waters of North Lake Tahoe this weekend by participating in a national awareness and enforcement campaign called Operation Drywater. Operation Drywater was first launched in 2009 by the National Association of State Boating Law Administration and the U.S. Coast Guard. And the campaign's goal is to increase boating safety by reducing drug and alcohol-related boating accidents. The Sheriff's Office is one of hundreds of law enforcement agencies throughout the United States that are expected to participate. North Lake Tahoe agencies also include the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office, Placer County Sheriff's Office, Nevada Department of Wildlife, and the U.S. Coast Guard. And this is the second year that the Sheriff's Office has participated in Operation Drywater. Because as recreational activity on Lake Tahoe increases, the Sheriff's Office felt that it was important to increase our efforts to raise awareness about the dangers of boating under the influence. Participating in Operation Drywater allows us to become part of an enormous multi-agency effort to make Tahoe safer for everyone who would like to enjoy its waters. Throughout the weekend of June 26th through the 28th, the Sheriff's Office deputies will be on the water at Lake Tahoe aboard our new Marine 9. Deputies will be looking for signs of impaired boating and talking to boaters about the dangers of operating a motorized vehicle under the influence. Boating under the influence is illegal per Nevada state law. Alcohol use also presents many dangers to the recreational boater. U.S. Coast Guard data from past years shows alcohol use as a primary contributing factor to recreational boating deaths nationwide. Alcohol not only impairs a person's ability to operate the watercraft, it's also known to increase fatigue along with susceptibility to the effects of colder waters such as those that we have in Lake Tahoe. And a fun day on the lake begins with a safe day on the lake, and a safe day on the lake begins with responsible boating. The following four tips for responsible boating are from the National Association of Safe Boating Law Administration and the U.S. Coast Guard. Never boat under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or medication. Alcohol use is the leading contributing factor to recreational boating fatalities. Always, always wear a life jacket while boating. 85% of people who drowned in a recreational boating accident were not wearing life jackets. Take a boat safety course. In accidents where the operator's instruction history was known, 73% of fatalities occurred on boats where the operator had not received any boating instruction. And get a free vessel check every year. These checks reveal life-threatening problems even on boats owned by safe, responsible boaters. Lake Tahoe recreational boaters are also advised to check the weather before heading out on the water. Weather conditions may change rapidly on the lake, so it's important to keep up with the most updated forecasts. Thank you. Thank you.